Hello, and welcome to Real Time with Rose Sandy. I'm an author of international thrillers and suspense novels, and I'm here to entertain you with stories you won't forget. On this show, I dig a little deeper into the behind-the-scenes good stuff. We talk places, characters, new science, technology breakthroughs, espionage, and historical mysteries, all of which make their way into my books. But most importantly, I'm here to give you something sure to thrill and to get to know you too. So let's dig right into it. Well, hello and welcome to Real Time with Rose Sandy. I am just so glad to be back to be able to chat with you and to get to know you better. We have had a bit of a break with the COVID sort of epidemic and a pandemic really that has come into our world. So first, I just want to say hello and hope that you and your families are well. I have not forgotten you. The last several months have really been about resetting the button and just having taking a step back and understanding a little bit about A, our world, but B, the priorities in life generally. But I've spent a lot of time doing some writing, and I'm really excited that my next book, The Decryptor and the Pythagoras Clause, will soon be here. But before I get into a little bit of that, I just want to thank you all for those of you who've just been sending me your emails and sending me some hellos. It's just been really, really fun to hear from you and hear how you are enjoying the books or how the books have just, in many ways, helped pass the time over the last several months. So if you ever want to chat, just drop me an email so we can get chatting about books and life. And you know where my email contacts are. You can find them at the bottom of this email or at rosesandy.com. So what we're going to do is going to run a series of episodes where we look at different characters, and we're going to make it a little bit fun. So the way I want to do this is to actually, having had a lot of questions from yourselves and also from just various readers wanting to know a little bit about where the characters come from and what makes them tick, I thought we could do a series of episodes where we get to interview them. So on today's show, I'm going to be interviewing or sort of reimagining Lille Trells. So Lille appears in The Code Beneath Her Skin, which is the first book in the Shadowfile thrillers. And for those of you who have not read The Code Beneath Her Skin, it is about an infertility disease that is out of control. And it's about two brothers who have a secret that divide them. And it's also about one woman whose love can destroy them both. So lots of secrets, lots of mystery, and lots of romance in this book, and a lot of science and research tech that I introduce. So the quick synopsis of the book is about 25 years ago, there were 12 women in a town of Benton, Pennsylvania, and they contracted a mysterious infertility disease. So one by one, they become barren and they mysteriously pass on this disease to their children. So obviously the government starts getting interested because if this gets out to the public, it could really cause widespread panic. And also they don't understand the disease and how it's spreading. So I wrote the book about, about 3 years ago. And in the book, I codenamed the disease Nephthysis, and this threat becomes global, and it soon sparks an international race to solve this infertility epidemic. So you might be asking, is this anything to do with COVID? Absolutely not. I wrote this book years before any of us had heard of COVID-19. So interestingly, about 5,000 miles away, there is one woman who gives birth to a healthy baby girl, and her name is Jewel Colon, and she is the center of our story. So her birth is virtually unknown to the medical world until the government start seeking and start looking into her case, because she is only one of those 12 women. She's only the only child born to those 12 women who where the disease started, and there's a whole mystery about where the disease came from. So Jewel is an athlete, and she is competing at the Olympics, and she's at the top of her game, and that is exactly, you know, she is exciting, she is professional, she is beautiful. And she goes on a charity trip to Austria, where she meets Leo Trells. And he is a gifted but a very mysterious disease detective. And she knows very little about him, but he has a pass that no doctor is allowed to have. Our whole story is around these two and also a third person, and that is Leo's brother, who appears in the story as well. Leal is being threatened by the government with prosecution and exposure of a very deep secret that he has, unless he obtains a code from Jewel. And he is backed in a corner because obviously he starts having feelings for her. And so he invites her to this Himalayan trip, and they go off into India. They all go off to the Himalayas in India, and something goes very, very, very wrong. I will let you read the book, but that's just a quick synopsis of the book. So today we are going to meet Leal, and apologies if there are any spoilers, but I will try not to give away any spoilers, but we're going to interview Leal and we're going to find out a little bit about him. So the first question I want to ask Leal is, what does he want most? If I were in Leal's shoes, this is how I would respond to this. So Leal is really a driven man who wants to find answers to science, really. And he is a doctor, he's a disease detective, he goes around the world looking for answers to disease. He is handsome, he owns a large biopharmaceutical company based in New York City. And basically, he does not behave like your typical CEO who is running meetings and boardrooms and all of that. He is an adventure-filled man. He just likes adventure. He's a great snowboarder, and he goes off and does all these dangerous sports. And that's how he finds solutions to a lot of the world's diseases. So what he wants probably most, he actually doesn't know. He's actually seeking for love and understanding. And most importantly, he does want to find answers to science's toughest questions around disease. So the second question is, who's trying to stop him? What's at stake for him? So as I mentioned before, he does have a past that he's trying to hide from a lot of people, including the government. And I'm not going to tell you what the big secret is, but he is hiding something that the government has found in his past. They actually bribe him, the government, using this shadow agency called the Department of Economic Intelligence. So this U.S. department is a secret department that is looking to balance economic growth around the world. They want to make sure that the U.S. is ahead. The Department of Economic Intelligence just wants to make sure that they know every scientific development, any technological development around the world. And if other countries are ahead, they need to make sure that they are keeping tabs on everything. So they are indeed a spy agency on the economic side. For Leal, obviously, it becomes a bit dangerous because they understand that he has come up with several vaccines and solutions to a lot of the world's various diseases. He's the first person they call. But with this particular one, they know that it started in their country, in the US, and they need to contain it as soon as possible. So that's why they come calling to Leon. Obviously, they bribe him knowing that he has this really tremendous explosive secret in his past. And for them not to interfere, they ask that he develops a vaccine as soon as possible and a cure for nephritis. Leal is obviously thrown into a corner because he initially agrees. He's like, okay, I will get these guys off my back. So he goes all the way to Montpellier and he is smitten from the first time he sees her. And what he doesn't realize is the government is also onto her. So her life is in danger as well. And their one ask is get a vaccine, get a sample of her DNA and basically just sort us out and sort this whole disease out. But when he meets Jewel, Leal is, he's actually conflicted because he decides that no, this is wrong. If somebody's blood work is going to be used for something as important as this, they need to have a say. And therefore, he finds himself torn between two decisions. Should he really? So the third question I would ask Leal is what happened in his past? Now, obviously I've mentioned there's an explosive secret in his past, but we're not going to go into the secret. What I can tell you is that Leal Kane is half Italian, half American. So he's got an Italian background that goes all the way to Venice. He has a brother who, at the point we start the story, we do not know the relationship with that brother. We also know that he has a father that went missing. We also know that the growth of his pharmaceutical company came from a bit the business through his grandmother and that side of the family, the Italian side of the family that was very much into medicine. And through a series of successes they had, they were able to build not only a business in Italy that is separate to the pharmaceutical business, but with that capital, they were able to build one of the largest pharmaceuticals and biotechnology companies in the world. So that is his past. And so when you read the book, I'm sure you'll find out what his biggest secret is. So where are you most likely to find Leal? I mentioned before that Leal enjoys the outdoors. He just loves snowboarding. So it is no wonder there is a scene in the book where he is trying to get this DNA and he's got this syringe and he is trying to find a way to extract a blood sample from Jewel. And in disguise, they go off to Austria. And there he is not only doing charity work, but at the same time, he loves good snow sports. So where are you most likely to find him? You're most likely to find him in some of the most dangerous sports or on a mountain with a snowboard, perhaps skiing somewhere, perhaps jet skiing. He is an adventure-filled man, so you're going to find him where there is a lot of fun, a lot of adventure, and a lot of outdoors. He's extremely athletic, and that's just kind of what he loves. So what's an ideal day for Leal? The ideal day would be to not have the government on his back. It would be spending time with his family in Italy. It would be finding solutions to science. And as we get to know both he and Jewel in the story, an ideal day for Leal is spending time with Jewel and getting to know her. So who are the characters that Leal most connects with? Leal connects a lot with his grandmother, Nonna, who lives in Venice. And she has been the maternal figure in his life. His parents have been absent for most of his life, and she sort of raised him. Another character that Leal absolutely adores is Dr. Vic. They are partners and they've started a charity in the Himalayas. And that is where he goes trying to find a lot of answers to disease outbreaks. And there was historically in the book a disease outbreak there that he managed to help contain. He loves people that respect him and people that help him just become a better person. And so there's Dr. Vic. He finds Jewel absolutely fascinating and intelligent. And there are other people that he absolutely does not like. But the question really is about the people he and the characters that he likes most. Lastly, we're going to ask Leal, what are his hopes for the future? Leal wants to continue helping the world fight disease and helping the world understand science and making sure that medicine is readily available to everybody. That is really his biggest goal in life. And even though a lot is thrown against him and a lot is used against him, that is his number one aim. But of course, when he meets Jewel, there is something new that he doesn't understand. And I would not be surprised if one of his hopes for the future is actually to have a future with Jewel. Does he? Well, I guess you'll have to read the book and find out how he sorts his life out. So thank you once again for joining me on Real Time with Rose Sandy. I so enjoy spending time with you talking books and getting to know you. So remember, you can always join me on social, on Instagram at Rose Sandy Writes, or on Facebook, Rose Sandy Author, and on Twitter. You can also find more on my website at rosesandy.com. Also, send me your questions about the books at any time, and hopefully we'll get them all answered on air. So next time, we will be looking at another character. Thank you once again. Have a great day, and thank you for being with me on Real Time with Rose Sandy.